podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Before we begin today's show, here's a Tancast Christmas Carol written by CJ.
Well, the boy's face gleamed with joy. This gift was better than any toy. The boy said thanks and began to run. His mama's life was almost done. Down the street and round the block, he saw Noah whipping out his cock. But he ran on into his house, and there his mom lay dying on the couch. Mama looked him in the eyes, and then she began to cry. Then he showed her the shoe-sized box. He tore the lid to show the pair of Crocs. Son, you really bought me Crocs. You know I'm almost dead. For my last wish, you could have bought me something nice. They're not fashionable. They are hideous. I know you think that they'll make you cool, but I know that you'll be jumped in school. So I think that I will die right now. I'd rather burn in hell than wear Crocs. Well, if I die, something you should know. Cause I, well, son, I really stoop quite low. I really don't know where to start. I guess I'll start with the greatest part. She said, son, you really made me very mad. And oh, by the way, Hitler's your real dad. You also killed your own twin in my womb. And all I got from you was these rubber shoes. You're really such a disgrace. I wanna slap you in the face. The boy fell down and began to cry at his mom. But mom pushed him off, he fell like a bomb. Son, you really bought me Crocs. You know I'm almost dead. For my last wish, you could have bought me something nice. They're not fashionable. They are hideous. I know you think that they'll make it cool, but I know that you'll be jumped at school. So I think that I will die right now. I'd rather burn in hell than wear Crocs. The boy so sad he walked into the corner, and a knife he pulled right out. He started making cuts along his wrists. Then his mom said, I'm just kidding, stop freaking out.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers!
Ho, ho, ho!
Die in a Christmas fire, too. Die harder.
Burn faster.
There it is. Die in a Christmas fire, too. Burn faster. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I am Noah, the N in Tancast.
Another Christmas miracle.
And this is my normal speaking voice.
I don't know why, but it made me laugh that Andy was that vexed by it. It's not his normal speaking voice.
But yes, it is.
Why is he lying?
I love you all.
No, it's not.
You shut up, homo.
Asshole.
You are the one who is the one who is the asshole.
Who is the ball licker?
All right, I'm going to go back to my other speaking voice now. This is all my radio voice.
Just in time to do some tan laughs.
New pussy can't cook.
What the hell?
Huh?
Yeah, you just wanted to quote some Chris Rock.
Yep.
That's how Andy rolls.
No, that's how Noah rolls. Why is Andy being Noah?
I'm going to show up and knock on your door later.
Throw in some randomness.
Does the penis sound like Jaws?
Kinda. Just when you thought it was safe to fucking live near Noah.
Thump 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 thump.
Cock 4, the revenge.
Cock 4, 3D.
This time it's personal.
Cock harder. So we're not even going to discuss that beautiful little musical intro before we do Tamless?
Oh, we could.
I figure people just listen to 4 minutes of Tim wailing and grunting.
As I said to the guys before we recorded, I have a special style of singing. It's called shitty.
You're caterwauling?
I was so fucking done with that song. Not CJ's lyric, but the actual song. Like, I kept... There's no instrumental version of Christmas Shoes. Like, they labeled it instrumental, but then those fucking kids are singing at the end in the background. I'm like, that's not instrumental! Instrumental means just instruments! That's why instrument is in the title of instrumental!
Yeah, that's simply lacking lead vocals.
So I had to find somebody who was trying to teach me how to play it on the piano on YouTube and splice that into the regular karaoke. However, the keys didn't match, so then I had to figure out how to adjust, like, and something about the way Audacity works, or maybe just my understanding of how music works. I could not get the keys to match up for the longest time, and then I was just like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm just going to sing it, and I'll be done. And I'll be like, hey, look, I'm done. And I was. And I am. And now it's done.
But I love that you started it off sounding like you were trying to push out a shit.
Because you guys have never heard Christmas Shoes.
No.
Yes. You lucky motherfuckers.
Yeah, I saw Sung to the Tune of the Christmas Shoes by New Song. I'm like, okay. I guess there's a song called The Christmas Shoes.
Yes, I was at, I recorded an episode of Mousetalgia, and I was talking to them about it, and they'd never heard of it. I was like, and I talked to my wife, she's never heard of it. I'm like, I guess I'm the only one who worked at a radio station where Delilah played during the holidays. And she's like, hey, are you happy? We'll fix that. Coming up next, Christmas Shoes. You'll die in a Christmas razor blade accident.
Hey, are you awake? I'm going to fix that. This is Delilah. I'm like fucking Christmas... Quaaludes over your ear.
Because Christmas Shoes is everything you want in a Christmas song. There's a dead mother.
Yep.
That's all you need, really.
And shoes. I mean, fuck.
Dead mother, and check.
You got family tragedy and footwear. That's it.
And a clerk who he's buying these shoes from, who apparently won't front him the extra money so that he can go take these shoes to his dying mother. Like, hey, listen, kid, that shit comes out of my register at the end of the night. Fuck you.
Yeah, but what the fuck does she need shoes for? She's dying. She ain't walking anywhere.
Like, fa-la-la-la-la, get a job.
How about give those shoes to someone who needs it? How about the bum on the street? He needs some shoes. Fuck that dying girl.
I was trying to think of, like, what.
How do you get her something she needs, like a kidney?
A coffin. That's what she needs. A cardboard box. I'll give you the cardboard box that the shoes Cubs is, so that way you cremate her, you can put it in the box.
What she needs is anti-necrophilia spray. Make sure to get a big helping heap into that and spritz it on her.
Spritz it on her private areas.
I didn't know they had anti-necrophilia spray. See, you learn something every day on TV.
Yeah, like that spray you give for your pets. It tastes kind of bitter.
Okay.
So they won't chew on things. Basically,
you
it's
know
hot
what?
Pepper.
Fuck
so
stuff
burns
you should
genitals.
Know. This is stuff you should know. Everyone should know that there is anti-necrophilia spray.
We did thorough research.
They didn't win a podcast award.
Oh.
They're a good show.
Neither did Grammar Girl.
I feel doubly bad.
Neither did Mousetalgia.
I feel quadruple bad.
Stop making me feel bad. It's Christmas.
Wait, I'll cheer you up. Neither did Now Playing. Fuck you, Now Playing.
I didn't really have a dog in that fight, Tim.
With so much hate in the LBC, it's kind of hard being.
Oh, man.
Teach you to talk shit about Star Trek VI. You eat a dick and die.
Speaking of having a dog in that fight, my wife was showing me, I guess TMZ's got photo contests or whatever that just random people send shit into.
Right.
And one of them was two kids. They look kind of like they may be twins, either that or they just look really alike, and like there's not a lot of age difference between them. And they're both holding up Michael Vick jerseys sitting right next to the family dog.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, that doesn't seem odd unless you know what that jersey means.
It means I love animals.
Yeah. But they weren't Atlanta Vick jerseys, so, you know, not good enough. I love animals. I love the bubbles they blow.
What are you talking about?
When I'm holding their head underwater in a bucket.
Oh.
Sorry, a little too conceptual there.
Wah, wah.
I know, I ended that right up.
I thought that was like a Michael Jackson joke or something.
No, literal bubbles coming literally from them as they breathe their last into their watery demise.
I like it.
Yep. By the way, to anybody who doesn't know who Michael Vick is, dude drowns dogs.
Wait, he drowns them? I thought he just fought them.
No, he drowned the ones that lost, like that didn't fight good enough.
Oh, well, that's what you should do with the dogs that lose. They don't fucking deserve to live.
Michael Vick also occasionally plays football.
I was like, we should also do that with football players, but then again, that would mean we'd never have the 49ers again.
Aww.
They'd all be dead.
You know what? That's funny because
I tried to make a sports joke.
the Cincinnati Bengals, it would work both ways because, you know, they're animals and football players.
Danelle is part of a, I don't know what you call it, when you pick, when you pick the winners.
Fantasy football?
Is that fantasy football? I thought fantasy football was more involved than that.
Oh, she's just in a betting pool.
Yeah, betting.
Yeah, pool. I guess. Like every week, you pick you know different people who's gonna win or whatever. And one week she's like, "I'm not near the computer. Can you just pick for me?" And I was like, "I don't know what I'm doing." And she's like, "Well, I don't really know what I'm doing either." And apparently, it's the best she's ever done when
would
I picked.
Would you pick?
Yeah.
Tim's like Niners. Well, fuck them.
Wait, why did she enter it if she didn't know what she's doing?
Just for the fun social aspect of it.
Strange. That would just be social.
I mean, it's not that dissimilar from going to Vegas and fucking walking by a roulette table and slapping $20 on it and then losing and then continuing to walk.
Well, at least I know what I'm doing. Like, hey, I'm going to put money on that number and I'm probably going to lose. Not like, I'm going to pick this random team. I have no fucking idea how they do.
How is that any more or less random than picking a number on the roulette wheel?
It's not the randomness of it. It's the fact that she doesn't know what she's doing.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about, though.
But right, but you know what you're doing when you go to Vegas. Generally, I don't play games at Vegas where I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't go up to the craps table and go,
doing.
I have
saying
no
she
idea
know.
How this game works. I'm just going to play.
No, what Tim's saying is she knows exactly as much about how the game works as you know about how roulette works.
Well, how the game works is also how the teams do, and knowing which teams are better than other teams.
Yes, and she knows, at the same level that you know about roulette, that some team is going to win, and some team is going to lose, and she's just picking one.
No, I only play games I know. Like, I bet on black and red or a number. Like, I know how that works.
Yes.
I know there are
certain
odds.
Yes, and black and red are just as likely to come up as 49ers or Raiders.
It's not that it's the randomness. It's that she does. Like, I wouldn't sit down at the poker table and start playing poker because I don't know how to play poker.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're not. But, okay. Whatever. We're just going to agree to disagree because my head is starting to leak out my ears.
Okay.
Tim, you know what? I think we're 2-1 on this one. We're going to agree that Noah's a fucking idiot.
I'll agree you guys are a fucking idiot. And so does Gretchen. All right, Gretchen.
I'm like, who the fuck is Gretchen? Oh, right. The dog.
Yeah, well, Gretchen likes to lick your nipples, so. Yeah. Her vote is automatically discounted.
So is my wife.
And her vote is also automatically discounted. Noah, have you smelled your nipples lately?
Nope.
Take a whiff.
They smell good. Smell like roses and cherries.
Take a better whiff.
Roses and cherries.
Alrighty. So, did we actually credit that song to CJ? Like, the lyrics? In more than just passing?
Well, I did a little intro before we started. Just because I wanted to warn people they were about to hear 4 minutes of shitty Christmas music. Okay. Not that CJ made it shitty. It's just, what can you do?
Well,
it's
written
Christmas shoes.
Based on a very obscure and kind of crappy schmaltzy song, apparently.
Oh, yes. Which is also a TV movie starring Rob Lowe. I can't imagine how they stretched that 4 minute song out into a fucking TV movie. Jesus H. God.
¿Quién es más macho, Rob Lowe o Fabio? That was a Robin Williams reference, except I fixed the grammar.
Way to go.
You're doing it. Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me do that.
Take that, Rob Williams. You may got millions of dollars, but you don't know Spanish grammar.
Nope. You better go talk to your fucking nannies.
Back to 10 laughs?
Sure.
I think so.
You hear those jokes we're telling, and yikes are so in here, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for some 10 laughs together with you. Just send your jokes in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. And we'll get your jokes in just like I got my dick in your mom.
All right. Well, this one was sent in by Andrew
Tim?
And said yes.
Oh, no, I was just trying to get
Stop
you to start it off. What did you look at that?
I will not look at that.
Look at that.
Lick two nuts.
I will not lick two nuts.
Lick two nuts and call me in the morning.
Three nuts. Got here 10. 10 nuts. 10 nuts. I got 10 nuts. Can I get 15 nuts? 15
That's
nuts.
That's a lot of nuts.
Dying of Christmas fire. So, wait. This joke is from Adam.
Not Andrew?
But he signed it Andrew. That is the worst witness relocation attempt I have ever seen in my life. So this joke is from Adam Andrew.
Like me. He just makes up his name as he goes along. Fuck it, I'm Andy. You guys call me Andy on the show.
Maybe he's like Sybil. He has different personalities.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably going to regret the next sentence he typed. I think it would work best read by Tim.
Now, a man is sitting at you, and they're going to find you and kill you. Sorry.
Right. A man was sitting at a bar, idly looking at the many pretty women milling about, singly and in groups, and with and without partners. You know, I could have any woman in here I wanted, said the man to the bartender. Oh yeah? How you figure? Asked the bartender. The man smiled. I'm a rapist.
So true.
Horrible. Did make me laugh, so I don't know if that means it should be read by me, but there you go.
I got some jokes.
All right, well, jokey joke it up.
I got jokes from Dean sent to all of us.
Oh, man, I was going to do the joke from Dean.
I'm going to do the second one. You can do the first one.
All right. No, we'll split it up.
What?
Like Noah does the second joke, and I'll go find a joke from somebody else. That's what I'm going
to do. You can do the first one. It's okay, baby. It's better that way. Anyways, a man claims his pet octopus can play any musical instrument. As an ego joke, he brings the challenge to a local bar. The bartender throws out a clarinet, and the octopus plays it better than Benny Goodman himself. The bartender throws out a guitar, and the octopus plays a Bach concerto to make Andres Segovia cry. The bartender throws out a bagpipe, and the octopus begins fiercely battling with it. Well, I guess he can't play the bagpipes, snickered the bartender. Give him a moment, replied the owner calmly. Once he figures out he can't fuck it, he'll play it.
That was good. I'm glad I hadn't actually read the punchline, because that surprised me. I was like, oh, joke, I'll do this. Sight unseen.
I'll do your mama sight unseen. Wow.
All right, so I'm going to do some 10 laughs from Mike. And I think I intended to do these a couple of weeks ago and didn't. Well, I mean, a week ago. Maybe not more than one, because they were only sent in 9 days ago. Anywho, pretty sure I didn't do these. Stop me if I did.
Stop.
Hammer time.
Grab late.
What do you
listen.
Call ice is back with a brand new invention?
That's right.
Oh, Tim, go ahead.
Does something grab a hold of you tightly?
Oh, yeah.
Slow daily like a nightly. Harpoon daily and nightly?
Will
that,
it ever
is
stop?
Is that the lyric? Because it makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know it's something daily and nightly.
I think it was thrown like a harpoon daily and nightly.
I think it's shit.
Yes, I think so too.
What? It's what, I'm actually surprised he still has a career now that we're getting off track, that he does like a home renovation show.
Really?
Yeah, I'm glad that he's fine ways
Did
to
he go underground and disguise himself as Ty Pennington?
No. I think it's his own house. I could be wrong.
Welcome to Extreme Home Maker, my home edition.
Anyways, go ahead, Andy.
All right, so these come from Mike. What do you call a black hitchhiker?
Noah.
Stranded.
I was going to say, not getting picked up.
Did you hear about the little black kid who got diarrhea? He thought he was melting. What do you call a Vietnamese family with one dog?
Racist.
Vegetarians.
Oh, that's what I call you.
Yep.
Racist or vegetarian?
Blah, 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 blah.
Racist. Racist punchline.
Racist punchline.
Which I believe is a shirt now available at the Cafe Press store. Oh, which we got to talk about after 10 laughs.
We got to talk about it, people.
We got to.
It's going to happen. Right. We can't stop it.
Uh-uh.
Can't stop. Won't stop. Any more?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm done being racist now.
But I guess it's time to talk about it. I thought I was sick.
I thought maybe you were going to come back
with jokes.
Nope, just three racist jokes today.
Who was that from?
Those were from Mike.
Done. Oh, well, that also dovetails nicely, because, like I said a few episodes back, Cafe Press was running deals where they would send me an email every day, and it was like the 25 deals of Christmas or something like that. So every day in December so far, they've had some sort of coupon code that will get you, you know, discounts on the T-shirts, discounts on something else, discounts on shipping, blah 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 blah. So they sent one out the other day that was $5 off anything, no strings attached. So I said, well, the TanCast Christmas card is less than $5. So I tried using the coupon code, and sure enough, at the end it said my total was zero. I was like, sweet! So I posted that in the TanCast Twitter and the TanCast Facebook, and Mike said, oh, I'm glad I procrastinated. Now I can get one of those. So but then someone else said it didn't work for them, so I tried to actually go all the way through the process and order it, and it worked. It said, all right, your order is shipped. You'll get it sometime around the 22nd. I was like, sweet! And then I waited around, and I noticed it was always in the pending thing whenever I would look into our, you know, shop stats. And then finally I saw payment declined. However, the day I saw that, I also got an email from Cafe Press. Your order's been shipped.
They lie.
They do lie.
And there are strings attached.
Exactly. And also, the next 4 days, they didn't send me whatever their coupon was. I don't know if they're like, all right, fuck, we can't trust this guy with the coupons anymore.
This guy gained the system, that fucker.
Also, what I thought was funny, though, was when it was still pending, it gave us a commission on the not money. Like, it registered that money had been collected, and we got a commission off of it. I was like, wait, what? How did you get a commission? I know no money changed hands.
We're going to send you shit and give you money. Merry Christmas.
Don't fight it, baby.
Hooray, then, I can buy a stamp if you send me a little more money.
So then I clicked on my code. Every time I've clicked on my little code there for Cafe Press, mm-hmm. you know, your order's been shipped. Like, it's here. Click here to track. That this link does not work.
Oh, Cafe Press. How I love you so.
What? No, you don't. You don't love
so they're
it.
Spineless and clueless. That's awesome.
In fact, let me click on it now. Not found. Still can't track my package.
Oh, delicious. Package. I can track your package.
Yeah, I got a package for you with big fat balls.
Mmm. Delicious.
It tastes so good. Tim, I heard about a new burger place in San Mateo. I think they ground up like...
We still haven't even had the fried chicken sandwich, dude.
Well, I know
roll?
We're gonna get on it, baby. What you doing today?
I'm having lunch with my mother and my wife to celebrate my wife's birthday.
Would you rather have a fried chicken sandwich?
I'm going to Claim Jumper.
Oh, nice. In San Mateo? Oh.
No, in Fremont.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, then yes. So what's so special about this new burger place?
I think he was saying that they grind up, like, bacon in the burger.
Hello.
And made it sound delicious. Let's see. It's called... I will look it up in just a second. I don't know if I was going to talk about this on here or if people want to hear about it, but I played a new board game, a new Trivial Pursuit board game that I'd never played before last night.
B-O-R-E-D.
No. It was actually...
Oh, Tim schooled you, yo.
I don't know if you would like it. It's Trivial Pursuit. It's different in the fact that instead of like having to land on specific spots to earn your pie piece, any spot you land on that's colored, you can earn a pie piece. But
we prefer African American, not colored. Come on, dude. It's not the 60s.
You can bet on if you think people will get the answer right or wrong. And then if you get money, enough money, you can buy pie pieces.
Nice.
That's
so
crazy.
It's kind of interesting. Like, we got a lot of money. I will actually end up winning.
Because you were like, you don't know shit. Double down. No. Let it ride. That guy doesn't know shit. Just pointing at your friends. That guy's a fucking moron. Put it all on him not getting it.
Actually, I didn't really know the people. Well, I knew some of the people, but not all the people. So it wasn't like...
That was ruining my comedy as usual.
Yeah, because I'm trying to explain the game here.
I can tell from looking at you, you're a fucking moron.
Like what I said. I said, you're a fucking moron. You lose.
Noah, win.
And if you bet they're going to get it wrong and they get it right, then they win that money that you bet that they're going to get it wrong.
Well, I'd assumed as much.
Well, right. But if they bet you're going to get it right and you get it right, then you don't get the money.
So if you bet that they're going to get it right and they get it wrong...
If they bet they're going to get it wrong, you get it right, you get the money. If they bet you're going to get it right and you get it wrong, you don't get the money.
Wait, so where do you get the money from?
So you start off with money, and
no,
then...
No, sorry.
Stop that, dog.
Stop that, dog. If you bet right, then you win money. You double your money
that
you put in.
Where does that money come from?
There's a bank.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
So you're not betting against them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't take it from the person who got it wrong.
No. The only time you get money from other people is if you get it right and they thought you would get it wrong.
Fair enough.
All right, so if you bet that they're going to get it right, then either you make money or nobody does. Like, you make money or you lose money, that's it.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't...
Okay, but if you bet against them, either you make money or they get your money.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Isn't everybody excited to play this now that we've we've really fine-tuned these rules?
I'm sorry, I don't think you fully understand the math here, Tim. See, if X plus Y equals wrong...
Stop it.
Then money plus game equals fun.
Stop it.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed it because I won.
And I was like, I'm not too good with general knowledge, but can we somehow get gambling involved?
Whew. Did you listen to, not the latest one now, but Jay and Silent Bob Get Old? Obviously, I'm talking to Noah.
Yes, I was going to say.
Probably.
Where they were playing the Trivial Pursuit against Jay, like from the 90s, and then Kevin was calling him stupid for not knowing that shit. I'm like, fuck you, Kevin. If you weren't looking at the answer, you wouldn't know that shit. Nobody would know that shit. I mean, some of them were kind of embarrassing, but most of them was like, fuck, I have no goddamn idea.
Yeah, some of them I didn't know either. I was like,
it's Trivial Pursuit.
I have no fucking idea what the answer that is.
Those games are hard for a reason. That's why whenever you break that out at a party, people are like, we're going to play Trivial Pursuit. I'm off to stick my head in the oven.
There's a couple other people there, and there's one guy talking about doing a Monopoly game where they combine four Monopoly boards.
That's crazy talk.
Why would anyone ever do that?
What was that?
I said, why would anyone ever do that?
Because Monopoly wasn't enough for them.
I'm sure my wife would.
How the fuck long do you need to play the game?
My wife is mad
forever.
About Monopoly. She loves that shit.
One Monopoly board takes fucking days. I can only imagine four.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you deal with the confusion that all four of the... are they different types? Like, is it like, you know, Spider-Man Monopoly and like San Francisco
Monopoly?
Yeah,
he
said
that one best.
He went straight to Spider-Man Monopoly. That's the most common Monopoly variant.
What? Everybody knows Spider-Man Monopoly. Spidopoly.
And then you have to tweak the rules somewhat. Like,
really?
You have to, like, you can get a Monopoly, and then you can also get two Monopolies, and that doubles the money they pay you, and so forth. So you can get triple Monopoly.
Oh, you mean you have all the greens, you have all the greens on two boards, that doubles
both
of them?
Yeah, exactly.
So do you have, like, one...
Singular
one
sensation?
Token that goes, like, all the way around four, like, you do around
one board?
Yeah,
they do it like a figure eight motion. So they line up all the goes...
Uh-huh.
So they're all in the same area, and so,
so every time you
like
pass through one, you step onto... So it's like a clover leaf. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like you get on a freeway and just don't want to get off, so you just keep going through the interchanges.
Yep.
Like, oh, we're having fun now! Merge! And merge! And merge! And merge!
He said one problem with the quadruple Monopoly, which is hard to get, though, but like if you land on one person's Monopoly, regardless if it's like the lowest thing on the board, it's probably going to bankrupt you.
Fuck that! Fuck, that sounds... Fuck it! Jesus.
Yeah.
If you ever suggest we play that, you can count on me saying no.
So the Burger
If you ever suggest we
Jack's
play that,
Prime.
You can kind of be punching you in the fucking throat.
That's not kind, sir.
Just being honest.
Merry Christmas. Let's play Board Monopoly.
instead of just saying no, he like punches you in the throat.
A simple no would have done. Now I get
my no, I want you to realize. I want you to realize the magnitude of what you've just suggested. I want you to have some time
oh,
as your life is flashing before your eyes and you're struggling for breath to go, yeah, I was wrong.
Ooh, doing an impression of someone being punched in the throat was actually hurtful to my throat.
I think your throat would still be kind of tender. I mean, it had a rough couple of weeks there.
Is this some sort of gay blowjob joke?
No. That your throat was actually kind of thrashed for a little while.
Oh, yeah, true.
With the coughing and the whatnot.
Oh, so it was genuine concern. My bad.
Yes. Was that some sort of gauge? No? No. No, my snookums had a sore throat.
My snookums. So I heard Noah starting to say the name of the restaurant while we were talking.
It's called Jack's Prime. And I guess they embed maple bacon in the burger.
Maple bacon.
Yep.
God damn you both.
And then they put meat, and then they put two strips of bacon on top.
All right. I'm intrigued.
And they have a bunch of other burgers, but that's just the one burger that they mentioned at this party. Oh,
man.
If
they could do like one strip of bacon, like all the way around the outside, like you do a bacon wrap filet.
I don't, you could ask them when you visit.
All right. I'm going to buy a ticket.
That's an expensive burger.
I went to my wife's company Christmas party. Oh, the food is always good there. They had these little prosciutto wrapped shrimp that had like a skewer. They're on a skewer that was a little pipette. So you'd eat the shrimp and then you squirt this little rosemary dressing in your mouth as you eat the shrimp. It was delicious.
I'm glad for you, Noah.
So good. So good. A lot of thought went into designing that food.
Yeah, I was like caterers, somebody just... like theirs. Like, you ever seen anything like that before? I'm like, never, never, never. And it was wonderful.
Just somebody sitting around like, yeah, you know what? I would really like some shrimp, but maybe with some pork in there. Yeah, like a nice thin sliced prosciutto. Yeah, but can you make that cum rosemary in my mouth?
I want some rosemary juice I can squirt in my mouth and then eat it. Oh, perfect.
I want a rosemary money shot.
Yeah, so
it was sad. Like
you just bite the shrimp off the end and then just squirt the rosemary all over your face.
All over your tits.
That would be hilarious if I just pulled out and just sprayed all over my face like, oh, facial.
Or the breast of someone wearing a low-cut blouse at the party. Like, ah.
Well, I thought that's where you were supposed to put this.
Oh, man. I don't think I would be getting invited to any more parties.
Double win.
Well, not apparently. I mean, Noah just about jizzed in his pants over the quality of this shrimp plus pork plus rosemary jizz combo.
It was delicious.
I think that Noah wants to go back.
I recommend trying it if you ever have the chance.
All right. Well, I don't like shrimp, so chances are slim.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, what the fuck? What the double fuck?
Shrimp is delicious.
They're the cockroaches of the sea, sir.
So better to eat them than let them roam free.
Crunch, crunch.
Just like I eat cockroaches, as long as they're smothered in enough butter.
Alrighty.
Anything tastes good smothered in enough butter. Just about. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to put that out there.
My dick does. Give it a try.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Because you were going to say something like that, you idiot.
So, speaking of superheroes, they just had a Mythbusters Green Hornet special. Green Hornet Myths, or, you know, busting the movie physics.
This movie's going to be good. Busted!
Yeah. More of us like, what the... They're showing some of this stuff. Is that movie even out yet? I'm like, no. January. January. A month from now, this movie's going to be out. And yet they're like, you know what? We'll just go ahead and show some of the major action shots of the film. We spent
they
a lot
know
of money
no one's
on
gonna
it.
See it. Otherwise, well, now that well, they knew that no one was going to see it to begin with. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, you know, we spent a lot of money on it. We may as well give it away for free on MythBusters. Oh man, and just like the little bits of business they were trying to do with Seth Rogen, like trying to seem excited about it. I'm like, none of the MythBusters are professional actors. When they're talking off the top of their heads, it's great. But when you actually give them a script, it's like a junior high school play where it just sounds like everyone's reading their lines. It was kind of
Seth Rogen was actually there?
Yeah. Yeah. To like help them introduce stuff. He was there like on site for a couple of the setups and whatnot.
Nice. Where was Barack Obama for the Barack Obama special?
In the White House.
Oh, okay.
They actually went to Washington.
They filmed it, I believe, the same day they were at the rally for Restoring Sanity or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same day, but certainly at the same time.
Yeah, they were out there at the same time.
Yeah. And did they do the experiments there, or they just had like a little dialogue with Barack Obama and then they did the experiment at their...
I'm pretty sure that they had the dialogue with him where he was requesting that they redo a myth that they've already done and redone. And that they just, on the same day, recorded the... So, what was the results? Well, it was confirmed. It was plausible. It was busted. So they just had that in the can, no matter how it turned out. Because, like, everyone was wearing the exact same outfits when they supposedly went back to report on the outcome.
Wait, so they didn't retest it a third time?
Oh, they did.
Oh, okay.
It's just, I'm pretty sure that because they were dressed exactly the same and the president was dressed exactly the same, that supposedly when they went back to meet him and report back on how it had gone, that they had actually just recorded all the different variations.
Gotcha.
Just to have him in the can.
Nice.
Yeah, and it turned out that, once again, the myth was busted. You can get as many Greek warriors as you want lining the shores, shining their super shiny shields at the invading trireme. It's still not going to catch fire.
Myth busted.
Indeed.
Nut busted. Yeah, in your mouth.
So my wife was asking me about the Green Hornet, and she's like, wait, I thought... Okay, what was the one in Spider-Man? I'm like, that's the Green Goblin. She's, and what's the one that's coming up that's... is it Ryan Reynolds in it? I'm like, Green Lantern. Why are there so many green things? I'm like, I don't fucking know. There's also the Green Arrow. There's...
That was on the Big Bang Theory. Where, how Penny green... confused the Green Lantern for the Green Arrow.
Huh. Interesting.
An excellent episode that, as usual, no Andy fucking missed.
Yep.
You faggot.
Yes, yeah, so she starts asking me, she's like,
watch the fucking show!
Why is everything fucking green? I'm like, well, there are other colors. She's like, what, like red? I'm like, yeah, there's the Red Skull. He's a bad guy. There's Omega Red.
The Red Tornado.
He's another bad guy, yeah. And she's like, oh, there was one, there was like a mask one or something like that. I saw it on Netflix. Like a mask one? She's like, yeah, it was Batman. I was like, well, Red Skull is Marvel. I'm going through my head, I'm like, oh. You mean Red Hood? She's like, yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, no, you said mask. She's like, mask hood, who cares? She's like, yeah, but there's no blue ones. I'm like, actually, there's the Blue Beetle. She's the Blue Beetle. All right, that's the one I'm afraid of.
wasn't that DC's Spider-Man?
Wait, what was that?
The Blue Beetle. Wasn't that DC's Spider-Man?
Oh, I couldn't even remember if that was Spider-Man or Marvel.
Whew.
Noah, we need a ruling.
Don't know. I think Blue Beetle, I'm pretty sure Blue Beetle is DC.
Wikipedia, we need a ruling.
Yeah. Because there's a scene, I remember a comic book where Batman was holding Blue Beetle's dead body. So it's DC.
Yep. Fox through Charlton to DC.
There you go.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Repository of all human knowledge that revolves around comic books. Fuck, those are some of the longest write-ups I've ever seen on Wikipedia. It's like, there are entire entries for countries with actual people in them that are shorter than some of the ones on like major comic book heroes.
Poor countries.
So the one that the color she rattled off that I couldn't think of any that like didn't appear in the name, purple. I couldn't think of a single superhero that was a purple anything or anything purple.
Noah?
I'm thinking.
Are you thinking or typing?
Oh, the Phantom.
No, has to have purple in the name.
Oh, gotcha, sorry.
I was going to say, like the Hulk wears purple pants.
I don't know. I mean, I would say chances are someone out there. I don't know who they are.
Oh, wait, there's a spectacular purple mushroom. That's a superhero.
Really?
He's in my bedroom.
Oh, yes. He's only got one superpower. He throws up and then goes to sleep for a couple hours.
No, he's got battering ram action.
All right.
Gaga! Gaga!
Is that the noise he makes?
Yeah.
Why is it purple?
No wonder he isn't called on very often.
Why isn't it? Why wouldn't it be purple?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be flesh colored?
My flesh is purple. I'm an alien.
Alrighty then.
I saw Tron.
Oh, yes. How was that?
It was fine. It wasn't great. The 3D was lacking. Like, I think the only
thing... What'd I tell you? Don't bother with 3D!
Well, I didn't pay for it, so...
All right. I'll let it go then.
Like, they used the 3D to add a little bit of depth, but, like, I wish it popped a little bit more. Like, Tron is rife with fiends for 3D. Like, hey, I'm throwing it in this because it's coming at your face! No.
I'm going to hit you in the face!
Did they film it in actual 3D, or is it? Did they they post-process it 3D?
Andy said he read they filmed it in 3D.
Yes, I did read that, and I did say that I read that.
All right.
So, it reminded me of, like, a mashup of The Big Lebowski, Matrix, and Star Wars. Like, Well, I can't remember his name now.
Jeff Bridges?
Fuck. The dude.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges?
The Big Lebowski.
Jeff Bridges.
What?
Jesus Christ, Jeff Bridges.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Are we failing?
Yep.
I'm failing. Hold on.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I should have known, because when he said Star Wars, it said it happened twice in my ear.
Yep, me too. Star Wars, wars.
Yes, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. It's just Tim and I both spent like that entire time you couldn't hear us saying
Jeff Bridges.
Bridges. Yeah, he played the dude. Yeah, Jeff Bridges. I can't remember his name. Might be Jeff Bridges.
Okay, I'm recording again.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Okay. So back All right, to
so,
the Tron
so review. Tron was a mashup of what now, Noah?
Oh, so Jeff Bridges' character was a mashup of the dude and, like, Jedi Master. Like, he'd be all Zen-like, and then he'd be like, man, you're harsh in my Zen. Like, expected. And there's one point he did have a robe on. Well, he actually had a robe on in a couple scenes.
And then he took it off in a couple scenes. Yeah. Long Tron Silver.
All he needed to do was start drinking a Black Russian. Is that what he liked? A White Russian?
Maybe.
Anyways. And then... Yeah, it's just, like, a lot of, like, kind of Jedi moments and, like, controlling the system. And visuals are nice. The story was okay. I don't know how much it ties into the first movie, because I haven't seen it in forever. Like, I don't know.
I can't remember if Jeff Bridges... I thought Jeff Bridges made it out at the end of First Tron.
He did.
So how is he still in there?
Apparently he went back.
Yes. I mean, they show this at pretty much the beginning of the movie, but basically it seems that he's just... going in and out. Like, he got out, and now he can just go in and out at will.
But then he's been there for 30 years all of a sudden?
Well, they explain that. I'm not gonna...
All right.
I mean, I don't think you want to spoil it for... But yeah, they explain what happened and why he never came back. So yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I wish Jeff Bridges had more fighting scenes. He didn't really have any fighting scenes. I wanted him to kind of kick ass.
He's old.
Yeah, but you know, they could have done something.
He's old.
He's super old.
Like, I did not remember there was a Tron in
that
the first
reminds me
movie.
Something, but I'll wait till this Tron review is done.
Alrighty.
I think you talked over what I said. I did not know there was a Tron in the first movie. I forgot that Tron was actually the name of a character.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, so did I.
Played by Bruce Boxleitner.
That's right.
Good old B-Box.
Of Babylon 5 fame.
The B-5.
In addition to numerous other things.
Or Tron fame.
Apparently not of Tron fame. You forgot he even existed.
I didn't know there was a Tron character. Maybe I remember... No, I didn't remember he was the first movie. I'm not going to lie.
Of Tron accomplishment.
I barely remember Jeff Bridges in the first movie.
Wow.
It's been probably...
Alrighty.
I probably didn't see that movie till not long after it came out. Like, I don't think I've seen it. Like, is that something you usually play on TV?
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it in quite a while as well.
No, I kind of do, though. Like, I didn't... But now I'm like, oh, I kind of want to go back and see it. So I would say, don't waste your money on 3D. You don't need to see it on IMAX. I mean, the audience seemed to enjoy it. Although, fuck it, that place was packed. People dressed up. And apparently,
was
I
Tron
was one
guy
of,
there?
Like, a few people won tickets. Like, there's only 8 of us. I'm like, oh, wow. All right, cool. And we got to get let in the back. We had, like, reserved seating.
Did you get a little hand job? A little old-fashioned?
No, I didn't do the box
snappy
in the bottom
one?
Of the bag of popcorn. We did get free popcorn, though.
Should put a little hole in it. Yeah.
Didn't get free drinks, though. So I had to go buy a drink, I'm like, fucking this popcorn is salty. And it's long, so go pee beforehand.
All right.
It's like 2 hours.
I got something long for you. You should go pee beforehand still anyway.
You should probably go pee afterwards too, because you don't want to be getting no UTI infection.
Wow.
Idiot. So yeah, go check it out. If you're a big Tron fan.
See you guys later.
What?
He says, all right, see you later, and he tosses his mic.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you told me to check it out. That's why that's funny.
I know.
Tim's so funny. He make me laugh. I enjoyed the music.
Excellent.
Daft Punk did the music. A lot of music. I don't know if they did all the music.
That Daft Punk was a revelation. People are coming all over themselves over that soundtrack.
I liked the Tron areas that they have, like a Tron area in Disney's California Adventure. And I think it's called Electronica. And it's basically just DJ music and what do you call it? Not neon lights, but they also like they project like light cycles like on the buildings, like as though they're driving past you, And then, like, they turned one area into Flynn's Arcade, where you can walk around and play video games, and, like, they have actual... It must be the Kinect, because you're not holding anything, but you're, like, playing the game while you're just standing there. Mm. And then, like, they have identity discs that you can throw. And then alcohol, because it's Disney's California Adventure.
Nice.
All right.
One thing that was kind of cool, in the beginning, when they show, like, the castle for... Is it just Disney movies they show it for, or is it Buena Vista they show it for, too?
Just Disney.
Okay. They made it in, like, Tron lights. So that's kind of neat.
Interesting.
Like, it was all Tronified.
Yeah, because I think the first Tron was Disney's first PG movie or something like that. Like, the first one actually released under their imprint.
I wouldn't... Olivia Wilde is hot, the girl from House.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, it was produced by Walt Disney, released under Buena Vista.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see hot ladies in skin-tight, light-up costumes. I approve.
But wait, Buena Vista is their distribution company.
Yes.
So it was Walt Disney.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right. Produced by Walt
Disney. Buena Vista
Disney
distributes everything they do. Even, like, Miramax and shit. Well, it used to be Miramax. They don't do that anymore, now that they've sold it off.
Okie dokie.
And that's how that works.
Yep. Tim knows a lot of shit.
Well, no.
He knows a lot of shit about shit.
I know a lot of shit about shitty shit.
So, yeah, there could be more potential for some cool fight scenes. But,
I don't know. Well, I hear they're very high on the idea of a sequel.
Hmm. Wonder how that would work. Well, not that they didn't... It's not like they set up that there couldn't be a sequel.
They destroyed the universe of Tron. They're like, delete. Delete backup.
I'm excited about a Taken sequel.
And a Taken TV series.
I don't know if I care about that.
Really?
All right. Yeah.
Like,
I was like, fuck, that's literally going to be... They finally found a way to make a character worse than Jack Bauer's daughter if there's going to be a Taken TV series. Got her back next week. Son of a bitch!
I think part of the reason I like Taken is that Liam Neeson's character. Actually, a big part of the reason I like Taken. I mean, it's possible they can make a TV series that's good, but...
Yeah. See, I liked your idea better. I would like to have seen, you know, a backstory, like a prequel.
Of him, like, you know,
seen the shit he used to be
badass.
Doing. Yeah.
Should that be called Given?
Yeah, like, what's Taken 2 going to be about? Like, if his daughter gets kidnapped again, that makes no sense.
Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo. It's just going to be a dance movie.
It Taken could be, like, a whole Tokyo separate Drift. Adventure.
Could be.
Yeah, but then what do you call it? Like, I mean, I guess they could just Dark Knight it and call it something completely different, but...
Retaken. Look who's taken again. I'm glad that got a laugh, but I still have to stand by Taken 2 Just Fucking Keeper as... I think that was my best word.
Look who's taken again.
Taken 2. This time don't hide under the bed. I liked it when Doug Benson riffed on Taken. He goes, like, why are you trying to get underneath the bed if it's just going to be taken? Like, why not have her sit down and be comfortable? Like, underneath the bed. Now they're going to take you.
Well, you should have had me hide somewhere else.
How about going out a window? How about grabbing something big and heavy? All right, grab something big and heavy. Stand behind the door. When somebody comes in, hit that motherfucker.
That would be, that
did he go
would
down?
Make a
no,
exciting movie.
Hit him again.
Okay, hit him. Okay, go to the cops now. Bye.
Dad, there's somebody in here. Okay, well, I'm on a different continent, so why don't you hang up and call whatever the local equivalent of 911 is?
Ain't shit I'm going to do for you.
That's always the, why didn't you answer the phone when I was calling? It could have been an emergency. Well, I'm neither cop nor fire, so if it was an emergency, you shouldn't have called me.
Have you ever seen a bat suit in my closet? Well, then I'm not going to get that. Actually, I have seen a bat suit in your closet. Well, that's not important.
That's like that. Didn't Stephen Wright have a joke like that? Whenever they put emergency contact, I put doctor. What's my mom going to do?
Yes, he does.
So true. Anyways, you had something to say when I was talking about Tron 2.
Oh, yes, you were talking about... You made some reference about oldness. And my wife and I were sitting... I can't remember what actress we were talking about. We were talking about how I didn't find this actress hot anymore. And she's like, really? Why? I was like, she's old now. She's like, what do you mean she's old? I'm like, she's like, over 30. And of course, that did not sit well. And in fairness, I was joking. And she knew that, but she still was like, you know what? No, I would like to see you get some 20-year-old ass right now. Like, you could not get any from a 20-something. I'm like, I totally could. She's like, no, you couldn't. I'll bet you.
Oh, see, when you tweeted that, I totally thought that was a callback to my claim that 30-something guys would have a way easier time hooking up with 20-something girls.
Oh, no, it wasn't. She's like, I'll pay you. I'm like, done.
Wait, she'll pay you to bang another chick?
I know. I was like, how did I work this deal out?
Fuck, that's a sweet deal.
So then I threw it out on Twitter. There were not a lot of takers.
Were there any takers?
A few.
Hey,
enough
sweet.
To get paid.
In your face.
Yeah, I was like, all right, this is all hypothetical. We're not actually having any sex. I just had to prove my wife wrong. People are like, well, I would if you weren't married. I'm like, oh, calm down. Fuck, nothing's happening.
Did you just seriously, like, mock somebody who said that they would hypothetically have sex with you?
Yeah. That's how Tim rolls.
Yeah? I'm not concerned with fostering hypothetical pussy.
See, that's why 20-year-olds won't have sex with him. He mocks them.
Delicious.
I'm shooting myself in the penis.
Repeatedly. Hang on, let me reload. All right. Now, where was that penis again?
And as long as I'm talking about social media, I need to come up with a comeback. So a friend of mine posted, was that an earthquake? And then like a bunch of people posted back and forth that it was, until she finally said, now if only I could find someone that will move my entire bedroom, if you know what I mean. Ha ha ha. So I wrote, I don't know what you mean. Please go into detail. And then she wrote, well, Timmy, I know you're married, so it makes sense you wouldn't know. Now, I gotta come up with a comeback for that, but I can't think of a good one.
I think you painted yourself into a corner, sir.
I know, I did. I'm like, arr!
I got nothing.
Listeners, write in. I need something.
Well, I do have this.
Like,
I just
like
discovered
4 days
that...
later. Bah! From CJ!
Schooled!
We're too busy having sex to move shit around the bedroom? No. Weak?
My love's so hard, all my furniture is kindling.
All right. I think Noah's got the right idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who wants to move furniture when you could be fucking?
Someone's wife is knocked up. How you doing over there?
Well, that's just mean, man.
You don't make babies by tweeting.
I think we can call it right there.
Was that too mean?
Probably.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to write it.
I think you don't make babies by tweeting, is it? Without the how you doing over there, I think that's sufficiently, like, well, clearly somebody let me put it inside. Speaking of somebody let me put it inside. Once again, funniest thing on SNL this week was the digital short done by Andy Samberg.
Tim is not like Andy Samberg.
I think it was called I Just Had Sex, and it wasn't as good as I'm on a Boat or Dick in a Box, or certainly not as good as the Natalie Portman rap, but it was pretty fucking funny.
I'll have to watch it.
I will see if I can find it online, because they should have it on NBC.com by now. There we go. Found a link.
Link-a-dink-a-dink. Stinkity-dink.
We should fuck each other's moms. Yeah, speaking of Jeff Bridges, he was the host on SNL. None of the shit he was in was terribly funny.
Aw, poor Jeffy.
Like, they had him doing a Nick Nolte impression at one point. It turns to me, she's like, that's the worst Nick Nolte impression I've ever seen. That's not an impression you see very often, though. Maybe you just didn't have a lot of people to copy, you know?
Are you watching the clip, Tim?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I was crafting that status comment.
All right. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm hoping. Well, it was an hour ago, so she may not still be online to give a comment back.
Is she hot?
Kinda, yeah.
Sweet. Someone will do her.
Now, no offense to Olivia Wilde or to anyone who's like very smitten with her, but she's actually younger than I thought she was.
Why would that create offense?
Typically, if you think that a woman is older than she actually is, that's considered a little insulting.
Yeah, she's 26. I thought she was like 36. I thought she was older than
what
me.
What the fuck? Do you need fucking glasses?
What do you think?
He does, and he wears them.
Apparently not. I think he needs a new prescription. I would not say she looks 36.
There was actually somebody, it was either in junior high school or high school, but it still stuck with me, where somebody was like, you know, like some, it must have been like junior high school or earlier, but there was some like PE game or playground game or something like that, where they asked me like, oh, you know, so was that in or was that out? Because I was like standing closest to it, and I told him it was out, and the people for whom that was not the good outcome were trying to disclaim my ability to make that judgment. Man, you can't see, you wear glasses. No, I wear glasses so that I have perfect vision. Ass. It's not like I put these things on and they make the world like all like crazy and upside down and shit like that. I put these things on and the world's crystal clear. I probably have better vision than you do right now.
Suck on that.
Indeed. Suck right upon that. Right up upon it.
Suck up all in it.
Tastes delicious.
Like little fishes.
That was a Christmas carol. You couldn't tell, but I knew it in my head.
No, that jizz in your mouth.
You one time I bought Christmas mouth? Shoes, then I put them on, and then I danced around inside my Christmas shoes. Oh, sorry. See, wouldn't that have been a better song?
I like this.
Your mama would have been a better song.
Slapping against nooch. Her ass.
To the nooch.
Mm-hmm. Slap, sick of slap. Slap a dappa doo.
Slap
a dappa doo. Cocksuckers. They're the cocksuckers. They're three idiots with a podcast. Yeah. They talk every week about some poop and racist punchlines. Yeah. That was horrible.
It was, but it was pretty awesome.
Oh, so here's something I also wanted to add. This is also inspired by the Jay and Bob thing. And judging by the timer, I don't know if I have time for this. Never mind. I was going to ask what everybody's favorite Christmas present that they can remember was.
We should have some time for that.
Well, the timer says we have 2 minutes.
Well, fuck the timer.
Probably Nintendo.
You got a Nintendo for Christmas?
Yeah, 1 year my mom's friend got me a Nintendo, and she didn't want me to have it, but I love that.
My like the original NES?
Yep, yeah, original. It came with Zelda and the Player's Guide. No,
nice.
No, wait. It might not have come with the game. It might have just come with the Player's Guide.
Well, that's a fucking rip.
I don't remember, but I remember, but it did come with the Player's Guide, and that was fucking awesome. I was like, oh, shit, it tells me how to play the game, yo. Tells me all the secrets.
When I think I still have my official Nintendo Player's Guide.
Wow.
For which game?
Oh, you're not talking about what I think you're talking about.
I'm talking about, like, there was a Player's Guide for Zelda.
Yeah, this was an official Player's Guide, and it had tons of games in it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember that thing. It was like 100 games. It was like the maps were super hard to see because they were all small because every game got, like, 2 pages.
No. All right, you must be talking about something different as well. Mine was, it was like a magazine-sized book, but thicker. And it had, like, it had Mario, Link 1, or Zelda, Link 2, or Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link, Metroid, Kid Icarus. In fact, it had tons of Castlevania, games I never even played.
And how many pages were dedicated to each game?
Several.
Sweet. No, I
think
that.
I'm thinking the same thing. I think I'm just, you know, discounting the number of pages, or we have different memories of it.
How dare you, sir?
Because what you've described sounds very familiar to me, although I do not believe that I still have it or would know where to find it if I did.
Quickly, two honorable mentions. I got a racetrack, electric racetrack, 1 year, and I got $100. And at the time, $100 seemed like the most money in the world. I was like, $100? Holy shit, I can buy everything.
Awesome.
I'm going to buy the world.
Andy?
I'm trying to think of something that my wife gave me so that I can earn, like major points.
Be real, come on.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, if she did, if it was the best gift that she gave you, sure, go for it.
Actually, one of the best Christmas presents that I got was a deferred present. My family didn't have
blowjob.
No,
don't say your baby.
We made him after Christmas and had him before Christmas. He doesn't really qualify as
that. Can be deferred.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. Although that was pretty fucking amazing, having a little tiny baby that first Christmas. I was like, holy shit, you don't even know how exciting this day is going to be for you later in life. You are going to straight shit yourself over this day, like, in about 3 years.
No, he's just going to shit himself.
Yeah, he's already shitting himself.
Yeah, at the point he was probably already pooping. Anyways, so family didn't have a whole lot of money, but my sixth grade class was going to be taking a trip from California to, like,
like Washington, D.C. and New York, and it was going to be like a week of just going to the East Coast and like going around seeing Gettysburg and the World Trade Center and Smithsonian. And, oh man, it was fucking packed. And just like the amount of time that I spent doing fundraisers for like the entire year before that with the school to try to raise some green. And, you know, like I was giving up like Christmas presents and birthday presents and, you know, just to try to help my family out. So it's like, hey, you know, don't worry about this. Just the trip, the sixth grade trip. That'll be it. And then we came around to Christmas, and it was like right before we were going to be going on the trip, and got some new luggage from my parents for the trip, which seems really
luggage
seems really retarded. But it was like knowing that it was already going to be a sacrifice for my family that I would be going on this trip, to then it be like, hey, you know, the beat up old overnight bag or whatever that you're used to dragging your shit around in, you know, here's actually some nice stuff to take yourself all around the East Coast in.
We sat through that entire story for luggage.
Yep.
God damn you. That's not the Christmas spirit.
I hope your Christmas luggage dies in a Christmas fire.
Lick my balls. Just because you don't understand the story doesn't mean the story does not have meaning.
Yeah, it means I wasted my time.
Guys, can I store your balls in your luggage?
I'm kidding. It was great.
Hey, do you put your Crocs in your luggage? What if?
No, they didn't have Crocs back then.
I got you 2011 Crocs for Christmas. Would that be the best gift ever?
Clearly.
Probably.
Tim?
Well, my Disney annual pass was a Christmas present. It's kind of hard to beat that. That was good. But, like, I was 30. Or, no, I wasn't there. I was old, though. So you'd think it would be something more little kid, like, oh, when I was a little kid, I got a pass to Disneyland. Nope, like a couple years ago, I got a pass to Disneyland. No, I had to be over to 30 because it was before the Disneyland's 50th anniversary, and Disneyland just turned 55 this year. Still, I was a grown-ass man. That's the important thing to know. Danelle gave me Photoshop 1 year for Christmas. That was a pretty good gift.
And you're still using it, though.
I am. I'm trying to think of, like, little kid ones. Cause you'd think me, having introduced this topic, would have had something cocked and ready to go. But I can't remember. Oh, Castle Grayskull. Because I was big into He-Man back in the day. Like, I had tons of them, and they gave me Castle Grayskull for Christmas. And I remember seeing video of me opening it, but I just remember, fuck, I played the shit out of that Castle Grayskull.
I didn't have Castle Grayskull. I had the thing that his little, like, bird-shaped plane that
had
like
that
a landing
fit on top of Castle Grayskull.
Yep. And finally, like, it was a like an old friend of my mom's had a kid my age, and I found out that he had Castle Grayskull, so I knew it would be, I didn't really know him that well, but I was like, fuck, I am taking this over to his house, and we are going to put my little tiny castle topper thing on top of his Castle Grayskull.
And did your little dream come true?
I did, and it was awesome. We both loved it.
Did you take over your little bird thing in your luggage?
No, I didn't take it over. This was before that age.
I'm fucking with
you. This was a couple years before that, I believe.
Damn.
But yeah, I mean, it was like we didn't even really play with it that much. Like, we set it on top and sort of both stood back, and like I think we both had this.
Did a beam of light come down from the sky?
Yeah, like we both had this sense that our toys had been completed.
I have the power.
It was like a little toy wedding.
Well, with that, I hope all of you have a Merry Christmas.
Yep. Try not to die in a Christmas fire.
Please don't die in a Christmas fire. We can't afford to lose any listeners. I mean, we care about your and yourself safety. And we may be back with a top five to close out the new year.
Yep.
To close out this year. To bring in the new year, close out the whatever. We might have a top five next week.
Or maybe not.
Such is the nature of Tancast.
Don't hold your breath.
We make no promises, because it would just be unfair.
Hope you get everything you want this year, and remember, open Noah's package first.
Stop when you hit the meat, though. When you hit the meat, stop unwrapping. Do not
keep wrapping.
Do not peel the skin off of Noah's package.
Wait, keep unwrapping. Peel the meat off like a banana.
All right, well, with that Winston-inducing final thought for you, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Happy Kwanzaa, bitches.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of TanCast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You can also tell more strangers by going to our official TanCast store at cafepress.com/TanCast. You can find a link to it at TanCast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on TanCast.
TanCast.
No.
Can you say ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, buddy. All right, you want to go with Mama and I'll come up and read to you later?
No.
Well, too bad. That's what you're going to do. All right, ho, ho, ho.
Mommy, 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 mommy.
Now he's asking for help. My wife picked him up and he's leaving. Help, help, help. Tim, you'll find out what I mean.
Okay.
All right, so Tron was a mashup of what now, Noah?
So Jeff Bridges' character was a mashup of the new...
No, you actually have to repeat what you said, because it probably got cut off.
No, it didn't.
It may have.
I stopped hearing you once I asked who the actor was.
Listen up, Misek.
Yes, but we
read
heard
the lines.
You skip out before then, but you couldn't hear us tell you that.
I hate him. Cause he is a big old fat. I get. He takes it up the butt and goes ah.
Noah, you're
sorry. I'm still laughing at Noah's song.